Chapter 9. "Let's go on with the game," the Queen said to Alice. Alice followed her back to the croquet ground. The Queen was arguing with the other players. She shouted, "Off with his head!" or "Off with her head!" "Have you seen the Mock Turtle yet?" the Queen asked Alice. "No," said Alice. "I don't even know what a Mock Turtle is." "Come on then. He will tell you his story," said the Queen. The Griffin was sleeping. "Up, lazy thing," said the Queen. "Take this young lady to see the Mock Turtle." The Griffin sat up and rubbed his eyes. "What fun," said the Griffin. "What is fun?" said Alice. "They never execute anyone. Come on." The Griffin took Alice to the Mock Turtle. He wasn't far away. He was sitting on a rock. He was sad. "This girl wants to hear your story," the Griffin said to the turtle. "Once I was a real turtle. When we were little, we went to school in the sea. The master was an old turtle. We used to call him Tortoise because he taught us. We had the best education from him. We went to school every day. At the end of the day, there was French, music, and washing as extra lessons. I learned reeling and writhing to begin with. I learned arithmetic, ambition, distraction, uglification, and derision." "I have never heard of uglification," Alice said. "What is it?"
"What? Never heard of uglifying? You know what beautifying is?"
"Yes," said Alice. "It is when you make things prettier."
"Well then, you should know what uglifying is," said the Griffin.
"What else did you learn?" Alice asked. "Mystery, ancient and modern, with geography, then drawling. The drawling master was an old conger eel. He came once a week to teach us. He taught us drawling, stretching, and fainting in coils."
"What was that like?" said Alice.
"Well, I can't show it to you myself," the Mock Turtle said.
"And how many hours a day did you do lessons?" asked Alice.
10 hours the first day," said the Mock Turtle. 9 the next, and so on."
"What a curious plan," said Alice.
"That's why they're called lessons, because they lessen from day to day," said the Griffin.
"Then the 11th day was a holiday?" asked Alice.
"Of course it was," said the Mock Turtle.